Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lakeshore Academy Ideas. My name is Tina, and I am so glad that you are listening to our very first episode. So, being that this is our very first episode, I want you to get to know me better. So, you already know my name is Tina. Well, let me explain to you a little bit about what this station is going to be all about. Now, I am already on different forms of social media or platforms as Lakeshore Academy Ideas on Facebook, Instagram, and Steaming, and also YouTube. So if you want to get a little bit in-depth study about me and what I'm all about, you can watch me or join those social media forums. But let me just tell you a little bit about myself right now. What you can expect from my channel is that we're going to be talking about homeschooling. We're going to be talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of homeschool. We're going to be talking about resources, freebies, giveaways. We're going to be talking about wellness because I am very passionate about two things. I'm passionate about homeschooling my children, and I'm also very, very passionate about our wellness. So I will be talking about different things in which we use to support our homeschool curriculum and also things that support our wellness, our overall wellness. We are really trying very hard to live a chemical-free lifestyle, which just basically means we're trying to do it as natural as possible. And I have found a company that I absolutely love, which I am a distributor of, with essential oils, supplements, and they have makeup, they have things for the pets. I mean, the list goes on and on. Cleaning products that are all chemical-free and toxic-free. So we use these products in our lives, in our homeschool, and we like to share and tell you all of our unique stories that are unique experiences with these products that we absolutely love. And if you want to get some, you could just let me know when I start going more in depth about it. This channel will not only talk about homeschooling, it's just going to be talking about education in general. I'm just going to share with you my journey, my passions, my loves. This is really going to be a channel that's focused on family, fun, wellness, life, and goals. If you are a goal setter or you're not too sure about how to start implementing goals, we're going to be talking about that as well. We are also going to be sharing tips and ideas about what you can do in your homeschool or how to change your homeschool from drab and dreary to happy and cool. From not having a traditional mindset to having an untraditional mindset, to how to de-stress your homeschool and how to support your homeschool with reasonable price curriculum or very cheap. Reasonable, cheap, or free. Who doesn't love free things? So I direct you or let you know where you can find these things. So, and one other bit thing that I do as well, I have a unique spin on homeschooling because I have a very diverse homeschool with both of my children. They are total different learners on different areas of the spectrum. So my son, he has all high functioning autism. He has all the dys. When I say dys, I mean dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyspraxia, and dyscalculia. So if you don't know what those are, tune in when I do a special segment on just the dys of that. So it makes for a unique learning experience, to say the least. And I tell you about the ups and downs dealing with the emotional aspect of children that have these learning disabilities, but yet how they can still succeed in whatever they put their minds to if you adjust it according to their unique learning style. So if you need an educational coach, if you need an educational wellness coach, I am both of them. So I also do sessions with different individuals who are homeschooling who need an educational coach to help motivate them, to help keep them on track, to help direct them to resources. So if you need an educational coach, please contact me. Also, I am a wellness coach and I give free classes. Hello, this is Tina and welcome to Lakeshore Academy Ideas. Today's episode is going to be focused on you have decided to homeschool your children and you just read to take your children out of public school right now. But wait, before you do that, these are some helpful tips that you need to do before you actually remove your children from school. First of all, what you need to do is to check your particular school district to find out what you need to do in order to homeschool legally, because you cannot just go remove your children from public school without doing the proper paperwork and doing the requirements that's for your state. The second thing you need to do is that you need to go out and you need to find out what your laws and requirements are for your state, because every state is a little bit different in what they requires of you in order to legally homeschool your child. The next thing you need to do is just do your research, do your due diligence on the matter. Don't depend on someone else to tell you what to do. You find out all the rules and regulations for yourself. A great help is the HSLDA, which is basically Advocates of Homeschooling. They've been in existence ever since 1983. They can provide you with legal assistance if need be. They also provide you the laws and regulations for each various state. So that's be a good thing for you to do. Excuse me. Another thing that you can do, you need to decide what kind of homeschool you want to be. So in order for you to do that, you need to do the research, whether you want to be a unschooler, whether you want to be a traditional, whether you want to do Charlotte Mason, Montessori, whether you want to just do a box curriculum and find out what a box curriculum means. You need to, or you want to be a Christian, a secular, or mixed homeschool. So you just need to do your research to just find out what actually fits your unique family's needs and how you can utilize that into your homeschool. Another thing you want to do, if possible, you want to include your child's interest in your homeschool. So one beautiful thing about homeschooling is that you not only can get your core subjects, which is the things that you have to do legally to homeschool your children, but you can also designate time for your child to have time to do their interests. Like if they have a certain dream or goal they want to reach, this is a perfect time that homeschoolers have that extra time where they can focus on what they want to be or what they want to do with their lives and also get done with their schoolwork as well. So just to recap, you need to, before you take your child or remove your child from school, you need to make sure to check out the requirements of your school district, do your research, do your due diligence. You need to find the laws and requirements for your particular state. You need to decide what type of homeschool you want to be. You need to also include your child's interest if you want to. And you also need to make sure that whatever you do when you're removing your child from school, once you've figured out everything that you need to do, make sure that you make copies and keep copies of everything that you do for your own records. So if anything ever come up, you will have those records there and you can show at any time. So make sure that you do those things. And again, this is Tina from Lakeshore Academy Ideas, giving you some helpful tips on what do you do before you remove your children from school. You guys have a great day. Bye. Hello, this is Tina and welcome to Lakeshore Academy Ideas. Today we are going to be talking about the four disses, and you might be saying to yourself, what in the world is the four disses? Well, I'm about to explain them to you right now. So if you just sit back, relax, and learn about these learning disabilities or learning differences, and then you'll be able to identify if any of these fit for your family. So as you know, my son, he has all four of these at various levels. So some are more profound than others. Some are not as profound, but let's go ahead and jump right in. The first diss is dyslexia, and dyslexia is a learning disability that mainly focuses around reading. These kids typically have trouble with reading accurately and fluently. They also have trouble with reading comprehension, spelling, and writing. So when you typically think of a child with dyslexia, you automatically think of them reversing letters and numbers, which is one of the characteristics, but that's not the whole spectrum of this disorder. So It's dealing with all that stuff. It's dealing with reading, letter reversal, comprehension, spelling and writing. Let's go ahead to the next disc, which is called dyscalculia. And that's a tongue twister. Let's say it one more time. Dyscalculia. Well, at any rate, dyscalculia is a learning difference or disability that is centered around math. Children that have this learning disability, they usually have difficulty with number-related concepts or using symbols or functions that's needed in the math process. So basically, let me give you an analogy. Math is like building blocks. So in order for you to move on to the next concept, you have to be able to master or at least have a full understanding of the previous concept in order to master the next concept. With children with dyscalculia, they tend to lack mastery when it's dealing with certain concepts. Some have more problem with numerical concepts, dealing with the numbers, and some actually have problems with comprehending the written form of math. Some actually have problems in both areas. So it makes it very difficult for them when they're trying to learn a new math concept and they really don't understand the steps and they're not following the steps. So if you notice your child has that particular problem and they try really, really hard, but they just can't seem to get it, they may have dyscalculia. Let's talk about the next disc, which is dysgraphia. Dysgraphia is a learning disability that is focused or centered around the child's writing. So this child, you will notice that this child will have difficulty in writing legibly and they don't write at age appropriate speed. So you might have an older child who writes really, really slow and still writes, his writing or her writing is not legible. Many of these children, they also struggle with putting their thoughts down on paper. You will notice that these children are very, very verbal in the fact that they can express themselves emotionally or express themselves with their words verbally. But when it comes down to them writing it down on paper, it's kind of get lost in translation, so to speak. Like in person, they're super duper expressive. They're very, very engaging. But on paper, you're like, is this the same person? Yes, it is. It's just that they have a learning difference or disability that inhibits them from expressing themselves as well as they would like in a written form. So an easy fix for that is utilizing different apps that are speech to text. So I use that with my son all the time. He speaks into the electronic device and then after that it writes it out for him and he copies it down, or he listens to it and he takes his time and write everything down. What he said is his words, but he's just writing it down. So it works great for us. The last one is called dyspraxia. Now, dyspraxia is something that's dealing with the development of your coordination. So if you have a child that is clumsy, or you have a child that has difficulty with balance or fine motor skills, it also it centers around writing, or you have a child that's can't do the fine motor skills like tying their shoelaces or button up buttons or zippers, then your child may have dyspraxia, which is just a developmental coordination disorder. So if you notice that your child have any of these, maybe this can help and you can do further research. Thank you. And this has been Lakeshore Academy Ideas. Have a great day. Bye. Hello, this is Tina and welcome to Lakeshore Academy Ideas. Today's question is going to be focused around, will homeschooling make my child a genius? And to put it frank and simply, no. Homeschooling does not make your child be a genius. Now, mind you, homeschooling do helps and make a very conducive area or environment for your child to learn and to thrive in a very well organized environment where they can be themselves. They don't have to worry about being bullied. They don't have to worry about the other things that other children in public school have to deal with, so to speak. So they can be free to be whomever they want to be. And in those kind of situations, yeah, it most of the time produces very, very smart, well-adjusted children for the fact that they don't have all the negativity surrounding them or inhibiting them from being the best person that they can be. Now now, truth be told, a lot of geniuses are coming from homeschool families and homeschool environments because of the environment, in my opinion. But let's be realistic. Everyone is not a genius. And the sooner we realize that, it's okay that your child is not a genius. Your child can still be excellent and still be a wonderful person, and they're just average. Everybody is not a book knowledge person. So if you come into the situation and you're comparing your children to all of these stories that you see on the news about this child is a genius, this child is a prodigy, and this and that, and then you're feeling less than of because your child is not a genius, don't do that, because you should not compare yourself to other people or your children to other people. Your child is unique and special just the way they are, whether a score tells them they're a genius or not. They are still amazing, and it's no one like that child. So you can have two children. That one child is unique and special in whatever they choose to do with their lives. If you think about all your different children, if you have more than one, every child has something unique and special about them, whether it's big or small. Embrace it. Now, we want to make sure that we encourage our children to be the best that they can be, encourage them in the educational process. But if they're not a genius, don't feel bad. It's okay. The average population, most of us in the world are not geniuses, but yet we survive every day and we do some pretty amazing things. But I'm not downing geniuses, because that's a great thing as well, because we need geniuses as well, and we need average folks as well. So in order to make a well-rounded world, we need everybody. So in closing, I just wanted to answer that question: will homeschooling make my child a genius? The short answer is no, but the long answer, it could be, because homeschooling is a perfect environment to be conducive to learning, being oneself, and being expressive, and really fostering whatever they love to do, and they can be able to master that in their own time. So homeschooling is excellent in that way. This is Tina from Lakeshore Academy answering the question, will homeschooling make my child a genius? Have a great day. Bye. Hello, my name is Tina, and welcome to Lakeshore Academy Ideas. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of teaching your children about finances. Ooh, that's the subject that many of us don't want to talk about, especially us adults that have ups and downs with dealing with finances. But it is so important that we teach our children about finances. We teach them. Don't allow just a book to teach them, or depend on someone else to teach them, or using trial and error when they get grown, saying, oh, they'll have to learn on their own. No. It's our responsibility as parents, whether we are homeschooling or public schooling, whichever the case may be, it's our responsibility to teach our children about a budget, teach our children about finances, teach our children about a good debt versus a bad debt, teach our children about bills, teaching our children about necessities and the difference between wants and needs. So if we do that, it will build a foundation that will last for a lifetime with our children. Our children need to know the ups and the downs. They need to know that when mommy and daddy takes the time to buy them something that they really, really want, how was mommy and daddy able to buy that if you're not a family that has money like that? And I am one of them. Everything is on a budget. We're on one income. So we have to save in order to get stuff, or we have to buy resale, or we have to buy refurbished in order to get some of the things. And it's okay. Teach your children to be shopping savvy. And you can just think, teach your children about what capitalism means, what bonds and stocks are, what's entrepreneurship, what about a business. These are things that we should teach our children so that they will have a great foundation, so that they won't get into the pitfalls of what happens when we overextend ourselves. We are living in a world that is so monetized. It's monetized to the fact that when you watch television, the commercials is always showing you how the other half is living, or how in order for you to have happiness, you have to have this new car, you have to have this new outfit, you have to have this hairstyle, these clothes, and the list goes on and on and on. Children need to understand that these things are not entitled to them because mommy and daddy gonna go get it for them. No, they need to learn, have a good work ethic, know how to budget, know how to save, how to work for what they want and not expect someone to, so to speak, bail them out, so to speak, when they're in a tight situation. Although as parents, we do want to be there and help our children anytime that we can, but you don't want to enable them or pacify them to the fact that they're now adults and they have a very limited knowledge about what it entails to actually live on their own. Because if you don't teach them now and then they go out on their own, they will be back. Because if they don't have any place to stay, they're coming back to mom and daddy. So if you want your children to be successful and being able to maintain or sustain their own place, their own jobs, their own careers, their own businesses and livelihood, then we have to start at home with our children. It's so important, and it's never too early to start implementing those values and those principles and those goals that you have. I'm actually still working on it with my children right now. We're dealing with, they're taking a finance class. And we're actually talking more and more in depth. We talked about finances and budget and bills for a long time. But now that they're older, it's like it's starting to really stick now. Because I don't want my children to have to struggle or have the difficulties that I have as an adult. I want them to learn from my mistakes and not make the same mistakes that I have made. I want them to have less stress, less debt. You know, so in order for our children to have better than what we have, we need to teach them how to be better. So we need to teach those finances and just basic principles, give them the knowledge about a budget, food, gas, etc., capitalism, bond, stocks, so that we can have well-rounded children. This has been Tina at Lakeshore Academy Ideas. Have a great day. Bye. Hello, this is Tina from Lakeshore Academy Ideas, and today I am trying to build your confidence. Yes, let me build your confidence, because many times we feel like maybe I'm underqualified to teach my children because everyone around me is saying, you're not certified. Well, guess what? You are certified. And let me tell you why, boo-boo. You are certified because as a parent, you are your children's first teacher. You are your children's caregiver. You are the person who wants the best for your children. So therefore, if you want all of these great things for your children, then therefore you are going to be a great teacher, and you are indeed qualified to teach your children. Now, mind you, many homeschool parents or individuals, they do have credentials where they have taught in schools and different stuff of that nature. I have taught in schools working with behavior problem children, also tutoring for a university and different stuff like that. But even if I didn't, I still qualify because I am the mother. So I just want to just build your confidence when you run against individuals that try to say that you're less than of, and try to say that you're in some kind of way failing your children because you decide to homeschool. No, you're not. You're doing the best thing that is for your family. family. Block out all the naysayers that is bringing negativity into your circle. So if you find someone that is being negative about your decision to teach and to help your children with homeschooling and they're being negative about it, then maybe you just need to move on and ease on down the road. Because guess what? It's enough negativity in the world. You don't need that. Another thing, you know your child better than any other person. And if you're the mother, you carried this child in your body for 9 months. So therefore, you know this child. So you know your child's strengths. You know your child's weaknesses. You know when your child is trying versus when your child is not trying hard enough. You are the best person to teach your child because the number one reason, and wait for it, because you love. Let me say it again, because you love your child. So the next time someone try to tell you that you are not qualified to homeschool your child because you don't have the qualifications or the credentials, or you don't have a PhD or MD behind your name, then you can look at them and say, yes, I am. And believe it and own it, because I am here to help you build your confidence in your homeschool and let you know that you are qualified, and enjoy your homeschool and enjoy your homeschool journey, and block out all the negativity and surround yourself with positive energy. So this is Tina from Lakeshore Academy Ideas, just trying to build your confidence to keep you moving forward on your homeschool journey. Have a great day.